Today's shiur is Masechta Harius Daf Tes, and we will begin on Daf Ches Amud Beis at the bottom of the Amud at the Mishnah. As we have been learning, we began discussing this in our previous shiur. The Torah, in three circumstances, speaks about a carbon oil of Yared. A carbon oil of Yared, as we discussed, is a carbon that's brought for certain circumstances we're about to describe. And it depends on the person's financial status what is actually brought as the carbon. If the person is Baruch Shem of financial means, then he brings an animal as a carbon. If he is unable to bring an animal as a carbon, then he brings two birds as a carbon. And if he isn't even able to do that, then the Torah says that he should bring a carbon mincha. The three aveiros for which the carbon oil of Yerud are brought, one is Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav, that if somebody entered the base of Migdash, or ate Kachim when he's Tamei, the second situation is Shmias Kol. Shmias Kol means that if somebody was approached to say Edus, and he falsely denied that he knows Edus, and then afterwards he admits that he does know testimony, he has to bring a carbon oil of Yared. And the third situation is Bitus Vosayim. If somebody makes a false shvua about an issue, whether the false shvua is regarding something in the past or in the future, that he says he did do something or didn't do something when the opposite is true, or vice versa, he makes a shvua that he will or won't do something and then he doesn't end up fulfilling his obligation, again, he has to bring a carbon oil of Yared. Begins our Mishnah, the Ein Chayav Mashmiyas Kol, the Bezdin is not obligated to bring a carbon oil of Yared for the case of Shmiyas Kol, or for the case of Bitus Vosayim, or for the case of Tumas Midrash for Kedoshav. And Rashi says that actually this is a halacha that we have already learned previously in the previous Mishnah. And the only reason Rashi says that our Mishnah comes now again to teach us this halacha is because we're now going to begin to learn what is the halacha regarding the Nasi, regarding the Kohen Gadol for these subjects. And therefore the Mishnah, in a way of introduction, speaks about the par helm dovish or tzibur in these situations also. Tosfos Rosh quotes the Ramah, who says that that's not enough of a reason to repeat something that we have already previously learned. And therefore the Tosfos Rosh, saying in the name of the Ramah, that the Mishnah's chiddush is as follows. As we're learning now, there is no chiyuv carbon oil of Yoyrid on Bezdin. We actually learned it in the previous year. So the question that the Mishnah says the Yad Ramah is addressing is that there was an erroneous decision regarding one of these three cases. And since there was such an erroneous decision, under normal circumstances, the Par Helm Dovish of Tzibur is brought. Here, as we're learning, the Par Helm Dovish Tzibur will not be brought, and Bezdin doesn't also bring a carbon oil of Yoyrid, the commission is now discussing, will at least the individuals have to bring their own carbon oil of Yoyrid. And the Mishnah is teaching us that since these individuals did this Aveira based on Bezdin's incorrect decision, so they will not be obligated to bring their own carbon oil of Yoyrid, even though Bezdin is not bringing a Parham Dovish at Seber or a carbon oil of Yoyrid either. Vanasi Kiyotz Behem, Divar Rav Yosef Aglili. Rav Yosef Aglili is of the opinion that the Nasi also is not obligated to bring a carbon oil of Yoyrid for any of these Averis. And Rav Yosef Aglili, the reason for Rav Yosef Aglili's decision we'll discuss in the Gemara. Rav Kiva Omer, HaNasi Chai B'Kula. Actually, he said that a Nasi is Chayv in the carbon oil of Yoyrid. But Rav Kiva agrees, Chutz Mishmi is Kol. The carbon oil of Yoyrid that's brought in the situation where he was asked to testify, falsely said that he doesn't know testimony, and then admits that he does, that case, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Akiva will agree the Nasi is exempt from the carbon oil of Yared. Why? Shemelech Leidon V'Leidon Anasai Leimed V'Leimed Anasai. Since a king doesn't participate as being a member of Bezdin, nor is he, does he say testimony, or is testimony not said about him, so given that he's exempt from being part of court proceedings anyway, even if he was saying the truth, and even if he did agree and say that he knows testimony, he wouldn't be obligated to offer that testimony. So since he wouldn't be obligated to offer that testimony, that's why he is anyway exempt, says the Rekiva, from the carbon oil of Yared for Shmias Kol. The Rishonim, the Meiri, and other Rishonim say from our Gemara we clearly see that the exemption of a king from saying testimony is a Daraisa. Because if it was only Midrabbana, we would have here a situation that, let's say, the king refused to say testimony or falsely said that he knows no testimony, and then it turns out that what he was saying was not true. Midaraisa, he would be mechuyev in a carbon oil of yoyrit. It's only because of the din derabbanan that he doesn't say testimony that we would be exempting him. And clearly, says the Meiri, the Rabbanan don't have the ability to say that somebody who's mechuyev in a carbon midaraisa should be exempt from that, should be exempt from that carbon. If in our Mishnah we're learning that a melech leidon v'leidon aysoi v'leimeid v'leimidin aysoi, it must be because our Mishnah is clearly teaching us that such a person is completely exempt from saying edus. The Rishonim that want to try to explain that even if it's only a dim drabanan, it would be enough that the kohen that the melech, the nasi, should not have to bring a carbon. Furthermore, when we learned the sugya in Masechta Sanhedrin about Hamelech Leidon V'Leidon Aysai Lameid V'Lameid Aysai, we learned that the Gemara distinguished between Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Beis David. And the Gemara said that it's Malchei Yisrael who never Leidon V'Leidon Aysai Lameid V'Lameid Aysai. However, the Gemara said that Malchei Beis David do say testimony. So Ritva and the Tosfos Yontif point out that how could our Mishnah say as a blanket rule that a melech never says testimony when that halacha is only by Malchei Yisrael, not by Malchei Beis David? Says the Tosfos Yontif that halacha, that Malchei Beis David do say testimony, is only regarding cases of dinei nefashos where it's a capital offense. And it's a very important issue to be discussed. There the halacha is that we take testimony even from the Malchei Beis David. However, says the Tosfos Yontif, in a case where it's just a case of Dinei Mamonos, which is clearly a case that is being referred to in our Mishnah, that halacha will apply, Malchei Beis David will also not have to say testimony. And actually, in discussing this question, why kings are exempt from saying testimony, there are really two approaches in the Poskim. One is because of Kavod HaMelechus. And in fact, as we said a minute ago, those that hold that this is a din d'oraisa, it's included in what the Torah teaches us, Soin Tosim Alech HaMelech Shetehei Emosa Alecha, that we're obligated to show great respect to the king. Others explain that it's not specifically because of Sain Tosim Alech HaMelech, because of the Kavod HaMalchus, but rather they explain that it's actually more connected to the issue that a king, if he's going to be part of the Beis Din, or he's going to be trialed, or he's going to say Eidus, or Eidus will be said about him, will be intimidating to those who are involved in that trial, and because they'll be intimidated, or they won't say the honest testimony. And actually, this question is relevant la halacha l'maaseh, because the halacha is that if somebody has a Din Torah, if there are two people that have a Din Torah, and they both live in the same community, the halacha is that they should go to the local Beis Din. So, since the halacha is that they should go to the local Beis Din, the Mefarshim discuss what will be if one of the litigants of this Din Torah is in a person who's a very powerful person. He's not a king. We obviously don't have a king anymore, but he's a very powerful person. Do they go to the local Beis Din? And there are many Achronim that want to suggest that they, such circumstances, they shouldn't use the local Beis Din, because it's quite possible that the local Dayanim will be intimidated by this individual, and that they should go to a Beis Din from a different city where that concern doesn't exist. It seems, I think, that most Poskim hold that this halacha isn't that way nowadays, and certainly that the local Beis Din and the local Rabbonim should not be intimidated, and they are the ones that should be used. Says the Gemara, Oma Ula, my time with the Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili exempts the Nasi from a carbon oil of a yarin in all circumstances. Ask the Gemara, my time of the Rabbi Yosef Glili, or Makra, because the Pasuk says, V'hoya ki yeshem l'achas me'ela. The Pasuk in introducing the parasha of carbon oil of a yarin says, V'hoya ki yeshem l'achas me'ela. Learns the Gemara, kol shem eschai be'achas meschai be'kulim. Only such an individual who is possible to bring all of the cases of carbon oil of yarid that we spoke about in our introductory remarks to today's shiur is going to bring a carbon oil of yarid. But someone who isn't obligated in one of the cases, which we just finished explaining, the case of shvu of shmias kol, we explained why the nasi should be exempt from. Says Rabbi Yosef Glili, once he's exempt, one of the cases is not applicable to him, and he's not going to be involved in any of the cases of carbon oil of a yoyed. Ask the Gemara Me'ema, perhaps we should learn Pshan the Pasuk, just the opposite. If he becomes obligated in one of them, even if not all of the cases are applicable to him, for as we just explained, the case of Shmias Kol is not applicable to him. Maybe what we're learning here is that as long as one case is applicable to him, the entire parasha is applicable to him. And therefore, although we've explained why Shmias Kol is not applicable to him, the other cases are applicable, and he should be in the parasha of carbon oil of a yairid. Ella, says the Gemara Tam, the Riyas of Galilei Mehacha. Why does Rabbi Yosef Glili exclude the Nasi from the parish of carbon oil of Yairid? The Tanya, Hayy Rabbi Yomer Yomer, Nemar. The Torah says, when it speaks about the carbon oil of Yairid, Mesiga Yoda. As we explained, the Torah says, if there's a person who can't afford the animal to be brought for the carbon oil of Yairid, he should bring birds. But Nemar, the Pasuk goes on to say, Lesasik Yoda, if he can't afford those birds, he should bring to a carbon chattis. Teaches us the Pasuk. Misha Baladei Anias Vashiris. Only such an individual that can be wealthy or poor is in the parasha of carbon oil of Yairid. Yotza Nasi Mashiach. We now exclude the Nasi and the Karyan Gadol, that, as we're going to learn, Shem Baladei Anias will never be poor. And since they'll never be poor, they are excluded from the parish of carbon oil of Yairid, for the parish of carbon oil of Yairid. So now we're learning a very big chiddush, that a person who's never going to be poor is not in the parish of carbon oil of Yairid. So ask the Achroinim, if so, when we've been speaking, we said this when we started learning this perek Koy Mashiach, when we speak about the Kohen Gadol in this parak, we speak not about every Kohen Gadol, we speak strictly about the Kohen HaMashiach. But he's a Kohen Gadol because he was Meshuach with the Shemen HaMishcha. So, what would be the halacha, discuss the Paiskim, discuss the Achroinim, if we had someone who was a Kohen Gadol, we had an individual who was a Kohen Gadol, but he wasn't with the Shemen HaMishcha, which we're going to learn later in our parak was anyway not in use for a good portion of our history, but he's a Kohen Gadol because he's Meruba Begadim. So we clearly said, the Gemara said, that someone, such a Kohen Gadol, will not have the halacha that he's exempt from the power, that he has to bring a special power when he does an Aveira B'Shoghi, as we learned. But now we're learning that there's a special reason why Kohen Gadol is exempt from the Kohen Ovi Yoreh. Because, and we're going to explain this more in a moment, because he is an individual who is always wealthy. So if so, that he's always wealthy, and that halacha, that he's always wealthy, is not only said to the person who brings the, who's a Mashiach, who's a Kohen Gadol, because he was anointed. Every Kohen Gadol had to be wealthy. So if so, that every Kohen Gadol had to be wealthy, so suggest the Meshech Chachma and the Ar Sameach, they actually both lived in the city of Davinsk, that if so, regarding this halacha, that we treat a Kohen Gadol differently. It's not only the Kohen Gadol who's a Mashiach that's treated differently, but even the Kohen Gadol who is a Meruba Begadim, since he's wealthy, he's exempt from a carbon oil of Yoreh. However, I did see that the Karen Oira disagrees. The Karen Oira says that this entire discussion of a Kohen Gadol or a Nasi bringing carbon oil of Yoreh, not bringing carbon oil of Yoreh, is only regarding the Kohen Gadol and Nasi that we've been discussing in our Mesechta. But a Kohen Gadol who's not that individual who we've been discussing in our Mesechta, meaning that he's a regular Kohen Gadol, that he's a Kohen Gadol only because he's a Meruba Begadim, not because he was Nimshach, the Shemen HaMishcha, he isn't the Kohen Gadol that's been discussed in this Mesechta. And that Kohen Gadol, says the Karen Oira, will be like every other individual and will have to bring the carbon oil of Yoreh. So the Gemara just finished saying that given that the Nasi, the Melech, and the Kohen Gadol are always wealthy, therefore they're not in the parasha of the carbon oil of a Yoreh. Says the Gemara, Nasi, how do we know that the Nasi is always well, is exempt? The Ksiv, Ve'osa achm kol mitzvos Hashem alakav. Means she'en al gabav el Hashem alakav. A Nasi, given that he is the king, so there's no one above him besides Hashem, so he's always able to be wealthy, all opportunities are open to him, and therefore he is in the parish of Kohen Oil of Yoreh. Mashiach the Kohen Gadol, the Ksiv. The Pasuk says, that Kohen HaGadol Mi'echav, says the Tanakhama, Shu Gadol Mi'echav, the Kohen Gadol must be greater than all of his brethren, Benoi, in his appearance, B'Koyach, in his strength. The reason he has to be greater in appearance is because you want him to have a powerful impact on everybody, and only such an individual who is an individual who's good looking is more likely to have more of an influence. The Koyach, the Rishonim explained, because so many avoiders had to be done by the Kohen Gadol, and when the Kohen Gadol does the and when the Kohen Gadol does the avoider, he has to have the strength to do the avoider. B'chokhmah, he has to be greater in wisdom, again, in order to be able to properly influence the people, or b'oysher, and in wealth. Actually, the Ben Yoyada says that the order that's mentioned here is the order that's found in the from when a person is born. First, a person is born good looking. Then, as he develops, he gets stronger. Then, he gets smarter. And then, he gets wealthier. The Mefarshim point out, why doesn't the Gemara say the thing that's most important? That he has to be greater than all of his colleagues, b'chassidus, in righteousness. So some say that the reason that righteousness is omitted is because that's obvious that he has to be greater than everyone in that way, and there was no need for the Gemara to mention it. Others say that righteousness, that if he's given all of these proper abilities, koyach, and Chachma and Oysher and Noi, he will of course become Data Shvela. He will of course become an individual who acts properly, and therefore it was not needed to be said, it's self understood that he will be the greatest in Chassidus. Acher Moimrim continues the Braisa with the opinion of the Acherim, and there's a machlokes achrayim if the Acherim are arguing with the Tanakhama, or the Acherim are just complimenting what the Tanakhama says. Menayin shem eloi, that if the Kohen Gadol doesn't have the physical means, gadlei mishalecha, we have the obligation to support him. Tamalayim v'akohen Gadol mi'echav asher shutzuk shem l'reishav, gadlei mi'echav, his brothers have to support him till he gets wealth to be wealthy. And Reb Cheskel Abramsky in the Sefer Chazon Yecheskel says, from here we see that it's not only when the Kohen Gadol is appointed to be Kohen Gadol, if he isn't of means, his colleagues have to support him to make him wealthy, but rather from here we see that throughout his tenor of being Kohen Gadol, they keep on supporting him that he should be wealthy. Because our Gemara is teaching us, he says, that the reason the Kohen Gadol is exempt for the common oil of Yair is because he's wealthy. So he's wealthy throughout his tenor. And if he somehow loses his money, they have to again get him money that he should be, Gadlei Mishalach, that he should be wealthy. However, I did see from the Sefer Yad David, he disagrees. He says, we know that the Gemara says that Ktoiris Masheris, bringing Ktoiris makes a person wealthy. So he explains as follows. When the Kohen Gadol is appointed to that position, then there's a concern that at that time he's not he needs to be wealthy, and we have to give him the money, we have to make him wealthy if he doesn't have his own means. But once he becomes Kohen Gadol, and we know that Kohen Gadol has the right to choose to do any avoida when he wants to do the avoida, so this Kohen Gadol could do Ketoris at any time, and as we just said, the Gemara says Ketoris Masheris, so he doesn't need his colleagues to make him wealthy anymore. He could become wealthy on his own by doing the Ketoros. Furthermore, the Mefarshim point out that this is the Gemara. The Tashbatz discusses this at great length, from where we see that we have an obligation to support our leaders, our Rabbonim. Just like there's a chiv, Gadlei Mishalachov, to support the Kohen Gadol, we have a chiv to support all Talmidei Chachamim. And the Pais can go on to discuss, the Tashbats discusses this, and the Bialocha discusses it, and Ramosha discusses it in the Tshuva Nigris Moshe, that the Rambam says that as much as there's a chiv for a person to sit and learn, but Godul Hanena Meyi Gia Kapov, a person should try not to be supported by others, and if he needs to live, he should try to find a job rather than to take support from others. So the question that they discuss is, what is better? Should somebody learn, but if he learns, he's going to need to be supported by others? Or should he work, but he won't be able to learn that many hours of a day? And they all say, the Bialocha and Ramosha say, especially nowadays, where people certainly don't have the ability to live without any means of financial support, and the cost of living is also quite significant, they all say that a Talmud Chacham should take support from the community, and Ramosha goes on to say he has no right to refuse taking support, yet because he needs to learn and he needs to support his family, and that is what the halo, and that he should be in the category of Gadleu Mishalechov. The Mefarshim go on to say Gadleu Mishalechov. You know who the Imre Emma says this pshat. You know who is worthy of being a Kohen Gadol. Gadlei Mishalachov, such an individual who doesn't view his greatness because of whom he is, but he only thinks Gadlei Mishalachov, that all of his greatness emanates from his colleagues. They are the ones that are the source for his greatness. Such a person who is of true humility, he is the person that's worthy to be the Kohen Gadol. And the Chasam Sofer goes on to say a very powerful word. He says that the Gemara says that only such an individual who lives off his own means is such an individual who could say the Shem Hashem. So he asks, here we say that the Kohen Gadol is supported by his colleagues. Yet we also know that the Kohen Gadol was the one that mentioned the Shem Hashem. So how could an individual who's being supported by others be say the Shem Hashem? How could the Kohen Gadol say the Shem Hashem? Answers the Chasam Sofer that the attitude that the other Kahanim should have when they support the Kohen Gadol is not an attitude that they are supporting him, but rather by him agreeing to take support from them, they're doing him, he's doing them the biggest favor. And maybe we could go back to the issue that we discussed a moment ago. Maybe that ought to be the attitude also when it comes to supporting Talmidei Chachamim. It's not that we who are supporting the Talmidei Chachamim are doing them a favor. They're actually doing us a favor. Gadlei Mishalachov, his taking support from them is not a favor to himself. It's a favor to them. In fact, there's a Bnei Yisoscha. The Bnei Yisoscha says that the most prestigious member, the Rosh HaKol, the head of the community, used to be called Parnes, the supporter, Mefarnes. So he says it wasn't necessarily because he was the wealthiest member of the community. He wasn't necessarily the wealthiest member, but Parnes, by people, on the contrary, could be that he was being supported by the community. But the community supporting such an individual brings Parnosa to the entire community. Continues the Gemara. Baminei Ravina Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Nasi shenetzara mahu. If a nasi becomes a mitzvah, what is the halacha? Mitchedachi or miftapata? There are a number of ways in the Rishonim how to understand this Gemara. I'm going to explain the Gemara as I think Rashi understands the Gemara first. Rashi explains the Gemara as simple. We have an individual who's a nasi, and he, Rahman Islam, became a mitzvah, and therefore he's no longer nasi. And the Gemara's question is, we just learned that a nasi, given that he's a wealthy individual, is not in the parasha of Karban Oil of Yairid. The Gemara's question now is regarding a Nasi who's no longer Nasi. And it makes no difference, according to this explanation, when he did the Aveira, before he became a Mitzayra or after he became a Mitzayra, given that he was once Nasi. So he will always remain a wealthy individual, even if he's no longer Nasi. And since he's always going to remain a wealthy individual, the Gemara's question is, therefore, he perhaps should be exempt from the parasha of Karban Oil of Yared. That's how Rashi seems to learn. Others learn the question as follows. We have an individual who did the Aveira while he was Nasi. And since he did the Aveira while he was Nasi, he doesn't have to bring the Karban Oil of Yared. And now he became a Mitzayra, and he's no longer the Nasi. He's being taken away from that position. And the Gemara's question now is, mitchadachi, how do we look at his exemption? Do we look at his exemption as a permanent exemption? And since he was exempted from bringing the Karban Oil of Yared, so it remains for him permanently? Or do we say that it's not something that's permanently exempt, it's only as long as he's Nasi that he doesn't bring the Karban Oil of Yared? But now that he's no longer Nasi, he'll have to bring the Karban Oil of Yared. A third way that I saw that the Rishonim explained the question is just the opposite. Certainly, if he did the Aveira while he was Nasi, he will not have to bring the Karban Oil of Yared even after he becomes a Mitzayim. The Gemara's question is strictly in a situation that he did the Aveira after he was Nasi. And now the Gemara's question is that he did the Aveira after he was the Nasi. Do we say that such an individual, even though he's no longer Nasi now and no longer will be Nasi, is exempt from the Karban Oil of Yared? Or do we say that no, since he did the Aveira after he was no longer Nasi and he will never be Nasi again, he at least has to bring a Karban Oil of Yared for what he at this point? Says the Gemara, Amalei, Diloch Adagaza. And here too we have a machloikis, how to understand the Gemara's teretz. Rashi explains that the Gemara's teretz is that since he was Nasi, he's always going to be a wealthy person, and since he's always going to be a wealthy person, he's exempt from the Karban Oil of Yared. The Ramah learns just the opposite. He explains that why is a Nasi considered a person who's always going to be wealthy and therefore exempt from the Karban Oil of Yared? Because he has the ability to tax the people. And since he has the ability to tax people, he's going to get, he always has a guaranteed income. But that's only as long as he's Nasi. Once he's no longer Nasi, he no longer has that ability. And therefore, he says, the law of the Gaza, does he still have the ability to tax people? He no longer has that ability. And since he no longer has that ability, he has to, of course, bring a carbon oil of a yard. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Kiva Omer Mashiach Pat Makulan. The Kohen Gadol is potter always from the carbon oil of a yard. But as we're going to learn on Amud Beis, even though Rabbi Kiva holds that the Kohen Gadol is exempt from the carbon oil of a yared, Rabbi Kiva says that he doesn't bring the carbon oil of a yared if he did one of these averus, but he will have to bring the power that he always has to bring. Omer Rava, my tam de Rabbi Kiva, why does Rabbi Kiva hold this way? Because the pasuk says, Omer kras zeh carbon aron abonav. The Torah teaches us that the Kohen Gadol brought a carbon mincha every day. Machtzisa bebaiko, machtzisa beben arbayim. Half was brought in the morning and half was brought in the afternoon. And we learn from this pasuk, Zuba chayvaloi, this carbon mincha is the only carbon mincha that he must bring. Venaches ba chayvaloi, no other carbon mincha. And as we've been learning, the carbon oil of a yairid, if the person is extremely poor, he brings a carbon mincha. So since under those circumstances, he brings a carbon mincha, and the Torah is teaching us that the Kohen Gadol is exempt from all carbon minchas. That's why he's exempt from the carbon oil of a yared. Interesting question that I saw the Rosh asks in a big chiddush of the Torah. This pasuk doesn't only speak about the carbon mincha of the Kohen Gadol. This pasuk also speaks about the carbon mincha of carbon Aaron Ubanov, the carbon mincha of Aaron's children. And therefore, the question is, what is that referring to? The carbon mincha that the Bnei Aaron, that the Kohanim brought when they were inaugurated to be Kohanim. So therefore, we have a very fundamental question. So the all Kohanim are obligated to bring a carbon mincha. And since all Kohanim are obligated to bring a carbon mincha, the halach ought to be that they should be exempt from the carbon oil of a yard. Yet our discussion, of course, is only limited to Kohen Gadol. So if we use the teretz that we said earlier, that whenever we're discussing exemption, we're only speaking about a Kohen Mashiach, the Karen Ayurzvart. But if it's not someone who is a Kohen Gadol, then there's never a discussion. We could understand why this question is not a question. But I saw some Rishonim say a very big chiddush, that the Karben Mincha that the Kohanim brought when they were inaugurated was not a Karben Mincha that they brought, that every Kohen throughout the history of Klal Yisrael must bring when he's inaugurated to be a Kohen. It was only those Kohanim who were inaugurated during the Shiva Shemei Meluim. But in future generations, when a Kohen is inaugurated to the Avoida, he doesn't have to bring a Karben Mincha. So now it's very geschmack. The Kohen Gadol always has to bring the Karben Mincha. And since the Kohen Gadol always has to bring the Karben Mincha, that's why he's exempt from the carbon oil of the yared. The regular Kohanim don't have an obligation normally to bring a carbon mincha, and since they don't have an obligation normally to bring a carbon mincha, that's why they are not exempt from the carbon oil of the yared. The Ema asked the Gemara, perhaps the way to understand the pasuk is as follows. Kimamatle rechmona, from which carbon is the Kohen Gadol exempt? Medali dalas. He doesn't bring the carbon mincha of carbon oil of yard, because he already has a different obligation, the obligation to bring his daily carbon mincha. However, my niyaser saifa, ava niyas vishiris, the carbon of an animal or the carbon of the two birds, loy mate rechmana, he's not exempt from. Says the loy sakadatach. The ksiv, the pasuk says, v'chipa alav akoyin al acha, tosa shechotam achas me'ela. So we learn as follows. Ha mischapa ba'achas, mischapa ba'kulam. Only such an individual who could bring one of the types of the carbon oil of a yared could bring all of them. V'sheim mischapa ba'achas, one who's exempt from one of them. We're learning now that the Kohen Gadol is exempt from the carbon mincha. And mischapa ba'kulon doesn't have the ability to bring any type of carbon oil of a yared. Ask the Gemara, if so, el ma'atad k'sivahoy ki yashim lachas me'ela, that when the pasuk discusses the parasha of carbon oil of a yared, then we're learning. We should learn the same way. Hachinam dekol tzchai ba'achs m'schai ba'kulon, v'shayin m'schai ba'achas, and m'schai ba'kulon. that only an individual who has the ability to bring all types of for all the averus that a carbon oil of a yorah brought, such an individual is in the parish of carbon oil of a yorah. An individual who isn't able to bring a carbon oil of a yorah in all cases that the carbon oil of a yorah is called for should never have to bring a carbon oil of a yorah. Alam Tanamba, we learned there are kiva oimer that a nasi chayv chutz mishmiyas koil, that the nasi, even though as we learned at the beginning of our shir, is exempt from the carbon oil of a yorah by edus. Because as we learned, the Nasi doesn't say Edis. Rabbi Kiva says, so that carbon oil of a Yorid he doesn't bring, but he does bring carbon oil of a Yorid in the other cases. But now we're learning, we should explain that if you exempt from one, you should be exempt from all. Answers the Gemara. Abai v'rav d'amritavayu. Ma'achas mashmalei. He learns the word ma'achas, that it's all or nothing. La'achas lo mashmalei, but doesn't explain the word la'achas that way. Ask the Gemara. Obvious question, why does he learn the word me'achas and la'achas differently? Or ma'ishna me'achas t'mashmalei, the k'siv rechmano l'b'soif. Because the Torah says the word me'achas at the end, gabasir seifa, as we've been learning. The Torah speaks about the three different situations when a person, the three different financial statuses for which there's a carbon oil of a yorid, and it's only by the poorest individual, gabasir seifa. That's where the Torah adds this word me'achas to teach us. Remember, the kod mechay b'siris eifa, mechay b'kulon, the individual who could bring the carbon mincha could bring all the other types. Because if the Torah meant to say that yes, the carbon mincha he won't bring, but the other ones he should bring, this sa'akadatach says the Gemara, mechay b'achas, abishay mechay b'kulon, even though he can't bring the carbon mincha, but he should bring one of the others. The Nichtav Elahai Ma'achas Ma'alef B'dalus. Why did the Torah choose to say this word specifically by the poorest type of situation? It should have said it by the person who's bringing birds, or by the person who's bringing Ashiras, bringing animals. The fact that the Torah specifically mentioned it there is to teach us that if you can't bring the Karmel Mincha, you don't have to bring anything. But that's a limit strictly regarding this halacha, not regarding the halacha that one Avera to the other Avera. Says the Mishnah further, for every Aveira, where if somebody violated the Aveira, b'mezid b'chayv koris, and b'shogi b'chayv chatas, hayochid, that's where a regular individual, maybe kispa seir as a carbon chatas, hanasi brings a sawyer, or Mashiach u'bezdin, Mashiach and bezdin, koi Mashiach and bezdin, mevim par. But when it comes to the Aveira of Avodah Zorah, Hayochid v'hanasi v'mashiach, all of them are in the same category, that they bring a seira, or bezdin, and it's the bezdin that have to bring two animals, a pavasar. So I saw that the Mefarshim discuss, in our entire parak, that in fact that's the subject of our parak, we have been learning that a kohen gadol, a nasi, are treated differently than everyone else. And the carbon chatas that they bring is not the same carbon chatas that everyone else brings. Why by Avodah Zarah are they treated the same as everyone else? So the Achroinim, the Malbim, teaches us a very powerful lesson. The lesson is that as long as someone, when it comes to all other Averis, you could still be a Nasi, you could still be a Kohen Gadol. But if somebody is Chas V'Sholem, if he worships Avodah Zarah, that individual is not a Kohen Gadol. He's not a Nasi. He's no more than any other Jew if he, Chas V'Sholem, worships Avodah Zarah. The Achronim go on to say that, in fact, he has to be permanently disqualified from being a Kohen Gadol or a Melech if he, Rachmanot Tzlan, worshipped Avodah Zarah. And therefore we can well understand why they're treated the same as everyone else. In fact, with this we could well understand something that the Meches Chinuch says. Meches Chinuch says that if a Kohen Gadol worshipped Avodah Zarah before he was appointed to be Kohen Gadol, and then he worshipped Avodah Zarah after Rachman Tzlan, he became appointed to be Kohen Gadol, he does have to bring two karbanos, one karban suffices. Because as far, with our explanation, the Meches Chinuch is very understandable. Because as far as we're concerned, the individual, even if he's a Kohen Gadol, who worships Avodah Zarah, the Halacha doesn't look at him like a Kohen Gadol. The Halacha looks at him like a regular individual, and therefore it's understandable that he doesn't bring a special, that he could bring one carbon. He's the same both times. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah further, Ashim Tali, when it comes to Ashim Tali, Hayachid va'anasi, both the Yachid and the Nasi are Chayavim in a carbon Ashim Tali. However, a Mashiach or Bezdin Peturim, Mashiach and Bezdin don't bring an Ashim Tali. Ashim Vadoi, for certain Averis, the Torah says there's a Chiv to bring an Ashim Vadai, says the Mishnah, Yachid va'anasi v'Mashiach, all of them Chayavim are obligated to bring an Ashim Vadai. Bezdin, the Bezdin doesn't bring the Ashim Vadai. Says the Mishnah further, Ashmias Kol, we go back to discussing halachas that are about carbon oil of a yoirit, says the Mishnah, Ashmias Kol, Valbitis Fasayim, Valtumas Migdash Vikadoshov, Bezdin Peturim. Bezdin don't bring a carbon oil of a yoirit, and they don't bring a parahelm dovish at Sibur for these Averis. Vayach Vanasi Mashiach Mechayavim, they are obligated to bring a carbon oil of a yoirit. Elo, says the Mishnah, Shein Kohen Gadol Mashiach Chayav al Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav, the Kohen Gadol doesn't bring carbon oil of Yared for the case of Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav, Divrei Reb Shimon. That is the opinion of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon exempts a Kohen Gadol from carbon oil of Yared by Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav. Umahe Mevim, what Kabonis does do Kohen Gadol and the Nasi bring carbon oil of Yairid? What do the carbon oil, Kohen Gadol and the Nasi bring for when they did other Averis? Carbon oil of Yairid. That means, the Mishnah is saying, that even though they're exempt, that even though Reb Shimon has exempted the Kohen Gadol from the carbon oil of Yairid of Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav, he hasn't exempted him from the carbon oil of Yairid for Bitis Fasayim or Shmias Kol. Rebbe Lezer Omer, Hanasi Mevi Sar. Rebbe Lezer says that the Nasi brings a Sar. What Rebbe Lezer is saying, we'll see in the Gemara. So we really have here a Machlokes Tanoim. According to Rashi, we have three opinions. Rebbe Yosef Lili holds that the Kohen Gadol and the Nasi are always obligated, are always exempt from carbon oil of Yairid. Rabbi Kiva holds that the Nasi is exempt by Shmias Kol, but he's obligated in the other cases. Furthermore, Rabbi Kiva holds that the Kohen Gadol is always exempt from the carbon oil of Yairid. Rabbi Shimon holds that the Kohen Gadol is chayv carbon oil of Yairid, only exception being Tumas Midrash V'Kedoshav, and Nasi is chayv. The exception for him will be the case of Shmias Kol. Tanya, Rav Shimon Ha'yu Noisim Klal. Rav Shimon made the following rule. Kol Shei Yachid B'Ashim Tali. In any case where Yachid will bring an Ashim Tali, had Nasi Kiyotziba. The Nasi also is obligated to bring an Ashim Tali. Mashiach U'Bezdin B'Turim. The Mashiach and Bezdin are exempt from bringing an Ashim Tali. V'Kol Shei Ashim Vadai. When there's an obligation to bring a regular carbon asher, Nasi Mashiach Kiyot Behem, the Nasi and the Kohen Gadol will also have to bring that carbon, or Bezdin Peturim, the Bezdin is Potter. Shmias Kol Obitis Vasayim Atunas Migdash Kedoshav, Bezdin Peturim, the Bezdin are exempt, Nasi Mashiach Vechayovim, they are obligated to bring a carbon oil of Yairit, El She'ena Nasi Chai B'Shmias Kol, the Nasi doesn't bring for Shmias Kol, because, as we learned in the first mission of the Shir, because Hamelach Leidon, Leidon Asai, Leimed, Leimed Asai, V'Lai Mashiach B'Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav, as we'll soon see why. Kol Shubi Oil of Yared, in any case where a person has to bring a carbon oil of Yared, Nasi Kiyotzebai, the Nasi also has to bring a carbon oil of Yotzebai, Mashiach Bezna Peturim. Ask the Gemara, Haku Fakasha, let's understand, isn't this price self-contradictory? Armit, first we said, that the Nasi is not that the Kohen Gadol is not obligated to bring a carbon oil of Yairid in the case of Tumas Midrash V'Kedoshav, which indicates but Tumas Midrash V'Kedoshav with the Potter, in that case he doesn't have to bring a carbon oil of Yairid. Abu Shmias Kol B'Tis V'Sayim, he will have to bring a carbon oil of Yairid. Eimer Sefer, but then let's learn the end of this Braisa, which says, Kol Shiva Oil V'Yerd, whenever there's an obligation to bring a common oil V'Yerd, Nasi Ki Yotzibot, the Nasi must bring one, Mashiach Bezdin Baturim, which seems to indicate that Ktani, Mashiach Bezdin Baturim, and Ma Bezdin Baturim Mekulon, Bezdin is never obligated to bring a common oil V'Yerd, and Mashiach Pat Mekulon. So too, Kohen Gadol is never obligated. So we have a stira. From the Reshit's Mashma, that only by Tumas Midrash V'Kadoshov is the Kohen Gadol exempt from carbon oil of a yoyrid. In other cases, he will have to bring in the carbon oil of a yoyrid. In the safe, it seems that he's always exempt. Kasha na dadi, don't we have a stira? Amar of Hunabre Yeshua, like Kasha. Kam bedalis, when we speak about a carbon, kohen gadol, which implies that he's sometimes obligated to bring the carbon oil of a yoyrid, we're speaking about bringing birds. Well, certainly animal. Kam b'dali dalas. But mincha, he'll never have to bring. That's what the sefer refers to. And therefore, explains the Gemara as follows. Rav Shimon Sovelach Rav Kiva b'chada, Palag l'b'chada. He somewhat concurs with Rav Kiva, and somewhat doesn't. Sovelach Rav Kiva b'dali dalas, he agrees with Rav Kiva that the only carbon mincha the Kohen Gadol brings is the carbon mincha that he has to bring every morning, every day, machtzitza b'boika, machtzitza b'erev. And therefore, to bring the carbon mincha that he would have to bring of a carbon oil of a yoyrit, he's indeed exempt under all circumstances. The potter, or Pagla Badalas, but he disagrees with him regarding his obligation to bring the other carbon oil of a yoyrit. There, he'll say that he will have to bring it as long as it's not the case of Tumas Midrash V'Kadoshov. Chazanish discusses what would be the case if the Kohen Gadol was, when he did the Aveira, very poor, and his obligations to bring a carbon mincha, which we're learning now that both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon exempt him from. And then Baruch Hashem becomes wealthier. Do we say that since he was exempt, he remains permanently exempt? Or do we say it's not a permanent exemption, and now that he has the ability to bring the other kabana, the animal or the birds, that's what he should do? El Shekein Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Shimon said, doesn't bring carbon oil of a yoyrid for Tumas Midrash V'Kadoshev. Amam Chizkia, my Tamid of Shimon Gamliel, the Ksiv, the Nikrasa Nefeshahim et Taifa Kol. Misha Kabana Shavu Kol Akol, the person whose carbon for other cases of Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshev is together with the rest of the community. Yot Zeh, Shein Kabana Shavu Kol. Because on Yom Kippur, when Kabanas are brought for issues of Tumah, the Kohen Gadol brings his own carbon, not a carbon together with the rest of the community. Ask the Gemara, if the fact that someone is different or separate from everyone has bearing on his obligation to bring a carbon oil of a yoyrid, in Cain, nasi nami ein shar b'kol, as we learned, the nasi regular carbon chatos is a sawyer, where everybody else's carbon chatos, as we just learned in the Mishnah, is a kisvos seira or a parhelm dovish at seber. Answers the Gemara, shav b'kapar di Yom Kippurim. On Yom Kippur, the Nasi is not separated from the rest of the community. Ask the Gemara, Imkei Kohanim Nami LeShavul Kol B'Kapar Yom Kippurim. It's not just the Kohen Gadol who isn't part of the community when it comes to bringing carbon in Yom Kippur. All Kohanim are separate. So if so, all Kohanim should be exempt from carbon oil of Yoyrit. Answers the Gemara, Kohanim Shavul Kol B'Sham Mitzvah Shana Kula. Yes, maybe on Yom Kippur, the Kohanim are separate. But in the rest of the year, they're included together with everyone else. Whereas the Kohen Gadol is never together with everyone else, not on Yom Kippur, nor the rest of the year. Ask the Gemara, Mashiach Nami Hashava B'Sham Mitzvah Tishana. The Kohen Gadol is also together with the rest of the community, with the Parhelm Dovish HaTzibur. He's included in the Parhelm Dovish HaTzibur. Elam Arava, Emachi. Only such an individual who brings the karma chattas like everyone else. Omaniu call. What that means is that when the pasuk teaches us by Tumas Midrash V'Kadoshev, it's referring to people who make up the community. So the obligation to bring a carbon oil yard for Tumas Midrash V'Kadoshev is only for such an individual whose carbon, whose obligation to bring a carbon is the same like everyone else. Now, as we've been learning in our parak, a regular person brings a carbon chatas, a regular Yisrael brings a carbon chatas, if he just did an aveira b'shoigi. A kohen gadol, we learned, doesn't bring a carbon chatas if he just did an aveira b'shoigi. It had to be that it was preceded by an erroneous decision. So since the kohen gadol is different than everyone else in what type of aveira is constituted as an aveira for which he's obligated to bring a carbon chatas, that's what the pasuk is teaching us, that since the type of aveira for which he normally brings the karma chatas is different than everyone else, therefore he is in the parasha karban oil v'yayit. Rabbi Elazar Omer, hanasi mevi sar. Rabbi Elazar says the nasi brings a sar. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo amar Rabbi Elazar, el betumas mevi v'kadosha. Rabbi Elazar is saying, regarding the aveira of tumas mevi v'kadosha, that's where the nasi should bring his regular karma chatas. Hoyle, since it's an aveira for which there's a chiyuv karis, that's why he should bring his karmel chatas. Amra papa, hachnam mustadra. The sisal kedatak Rabbi Elazar kula kamar, that he's saying in all situations, the nasi should bring his regular his karmel chatas. Michti, sayer nasi or par mashiach b'makom yachid l'chatas kai. The nasi bringing his sayer and the kohen gadol bringing a par is instead of what a regular person brings a kispa or seir as a karma chatas. So now, if this is true, nisni nami, Mashiach may be par, b'shmiyas kol b'tisosayim. So we should say that the kohen gadol indeed doesn't bring a carbon oil of a yoyrid, but he should bring his par. El mivloi kohen Mashiach, since we don't learn that halacha regarding the kohen gadol, we're referring specifically to Tumas Midrash V'Kedoshev. And there we're saying that the Nasi, who's not exempt, doesn't bring a carbon oil of a Yoyrid. Rather, he brings his Sawyer. And Mashiach, we just finished learning, is Potter entirely from Tumas Midrash V'Kedoshev. Amalei Rafunim Reidim Nasma Rapapa Mimai Dama Rabbi Elazar Kulon Kai. Rabbi Elazar is referring to all situations when he says that a Nasi brings a Sar. But Mashiach, he's going to hold, like Rabbi Kiva, Dom Mashiach Pat Mekulot. And that's why he didn't address the Mashiach, because Rabbi Elazar holds that a Kohen Gadol never brings a carbon oil of a Yoyrit for those Averis, and therefore, there's no issue what carbon it should bring. Amalei, Rabbi Kiva, Mipatel, and Mipar, we referred to this earlier. Did Rabbi Kiva say that the Nasi is entirely Potter? Rabbi Kiva holds that the Nasi is potter from the carbon oil of the Yoyrid, but he does have to bring a par. So if we're saying that Rabbi Elazar is agreeing with Rabbi Kiva, he certainly should mention that he has to bring a par. Since he doesn't say this, we obviously see that Rabbi Elazar is agreeing with Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon holds that the Kohen Gadol doesn't bring a carbon for the Aver Tumas Midrash for Gedoshav. And we're learning now that not only does he not have to bring a carbon for the aver of Tumas Midrash V'Kedoshav, he doesn't even, the regular carbon oil of the Yoyrid, but he doesn't even bring the par. V'sula midi, and there's nothing more to say. This is clearly what Rabbi Elazar means. It's only the Nasi that's going to bring his Sawyer by a case of carbon of Tumas Midrash V'Kedoshav. The Rekiva, Rabbi Elazar will say he brings nothing. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. My Rabbi Elazar, Shemei V'Ashem Tali. Rabbi Elazar does agree that the Nasi doesn't bring an Ashem Tali in a case of Tumas Midrash V'Kedoshav. In a case of Tumas Midrash V'Kedoshav, even though he's saying that the Nasi is Chayav carbon, but not the carbon of Ashem Tali. Tana Tana Kameh Rav Sheshes, Ashem Tali Baal Tumas Midrash V'Kedoshav. There is a Chayav Ashem Tali in the Aveir of Tumas Midrash V'Kedoshav. Amalach, Damalach Mani, who told you this? Rabbi Elazar the Omer. It's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Since Rabbi Elazar says there's a chiv karis for this aveira, ma'isi nami saraleh. But Rabbi Yochanan, so ask the Gemara, if so, that Rabbi Elazar is saying that since there's a karis, the Nasi should bring his regular carbon, so why is Rabbi Elazar saying that the Nasi doesn't bring an Ashem Tali? If it's considered like a regular aveira for which there's a karis, there should be a chiv Ashem Tali. As says the Gemara, indeed, Kasha, that's a difficulty that seems, that we don't find a Tana that says that we don't have a Tana that says that Yechayiv Anoshim Talui for this Avera. Why not? If just like the Nasi has to bring a Sawyer for this Avera, there should be Yechayiv Anoshim Talui for this Avera. Hanu Lach Karu Kai Mashiach, Hanu Lach Karu Kai Mashiach, Hanu Lach Karu Kai Mashiach.